Rabbanan answered that Rabbanan say no, Kahanim are not allowed to drink wine bezman hazeh. My time, what's the reason? Why do the Rabbanan hold that Kahanim cannot drink wine today? Because we're afraid Meheru Yivne Beis Hamikdash, maybe right away the Beis Hamikdash will be built, or be in Kohen Ruil Avoida, and maybe today will be your day to do the Avoida, and you have to be Roy, you have to be able to do the Avoida. For Lekka, if you drank wine, you can't do the Avoida. So therefore, Bezman is saying, now to drink wine. See, if so, the Gemara has the same thing, it should be a mitzvah, take Ekon once in 30 days, maybe you'll be called to the Beis Hamikdash today. Gemara says, Parshat Hocha Efshel Lemisapir Yayim. Even if the Beis Hamikdash will be built today and you have to go in today, so good, you'll take a haircut today. It doesn't take that long to take a haircut. Right before you go in, you'll take a haircut. But the Gemara Yehochi, if so, why don't we say it's also to drink wine according to Chomim? It should be mutter to drink wine. Wine also, Esher the Goni Purti, you can take a little bit of a nap. The Yael, and go into the Beis Hamikdash, and could Rami Baraba, the Yom Rami Baraba, like Rami Baraba says, Derech Mil, if somebody walks a mil, or else Vishinda, he takes a little nap, Kolshu. Mafigin Esayayin, even if you drank wine, it takes away the effect of the wine. So even if you drank wine today, what are you afraid? Maybe the Beis Hamikdash will be built today. And you'll have to go in to do the Avoida, and you're drunk, like you drank too much. All you'll have to do is just walk a little bit, or sleep a little bit. So Gemara says, Lav Meyitmer Lo, didn't we learn on this? That Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Abar Ahua, Loishonu, this was only said that a little sleep or a little walk helps. If you only drank the size of revius, like 3 or 4 ounces of wine, Avol shasa yosim revius, but if you drank more than that of wine, kol shchen, then just the opposite. The more and more shederach matridosi, if you take a walk, the walk will be matrid, will be torrid you. V'shinim mishachrosai, and the shin, if you go to sleep, will just make you more shikum. So therefore, we're afraid the kind of they'll drink a little bit, they'll come to drink a lot. This man is there. Therefore, the Chum is saying, nothing doing. We don't let the Kanim drink wine today, because we're afraid maybe the Beis Hamikdash will be built. And if they drink a Revius, they'll come to drink more than Revius. And then they'll be too shikur to do the Avoida, and they won't be able to come in today. So therefore, according to the Rabbanan Shita, they're not allowed to drink wine, this man is there. But in the Chanami, taking a haircut, that's not a problem, because any time they have to go in, right before they go in, they'll take a haircut. That doesn't take so long. Yeah, we're holding Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Again, the question was, but the Chovim Shita that it says the Kohen is not allowed to drink wine this man is there, how come he doesn't have the mitzvah to take a haircut also once in 30 days? So Ravashi Yom Ravashi says, Sheshuya Yayin. There's a difference. If a Kohen that drank wine and goes in and does the Avoida, brings the Kabonis, to Mechalalei Avoida, his Avoida is Pasul, is Gozru V'Rabonin. The Rabbanan made a gzera that even bezman is there, they can't drink wine. A gzera maybe the Beis Hamikdash will be built, and they'll be shikur, they do the avoida, will be possible. Mashen ken pruya rush, that if a kohen does the avoida without taking a haircut, to lay mechala avoida, the avoida is not possible if he does it. Lo gozu bu Rabbanan. Therefore the Rabbanan didn't make such a big gzera to say that even bezman is there, they can't have to take haircuts. Because even if he doesn't have a haircut, and they build the Beis Hamikdash, and he has to go in to do the avoida, still the avoida would be kosher. Therefore, we don't make the gzera. Mace, we have a kasher on this. There's the price that says, V'elu shehein b'misa. These are the things that the Kohanim do, the avachi of misa b'dei shemayim. Sheshuya yayin, if a kohen drinks wine and goes in and does the avoida. Or pruya rosh, and if a kohen that didn't take haircut the last 30 days does the avoida, he's also a chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. So more stuff like this. Bishlema sheshuya yayin, bishlema, you understand if you drink wine, why you chayiv misa. Behedik Sibu, the Pasuk says Beferish, Yayin Vesheikhar Al Tesht, you're not allowed to drink wine, and right away it says the Chiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. El Apruya Rosh Minolon, how do we know if a Kohen that didn't take Eker within the last 30 days, if it does the avoid, is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim? The Pasuk says Veroishim Loyeg Aleichu, a Pasuk in Yecheskel, they didn't take Eker, or Pera Loyesh Aleichu, and they did not, they didn't let the hair grow too long. Oksiv Basir says right away, V'yayin lo yishto, they didn't drink wine, kol koyim b'voyim elachot sarach nimas, when they came into the Beis Hamikdash. So V'yishkas, in this pasuk in the Cheskel, the Hekesh, learn out one from the other, Pruya Roish l'shuya yayin. Learn out the halachas of a koyim going in without taking haircut, the same halachas from drinking wine. Mash l'shuya yayin, the same way if a koyim drinks wine and goes into the Beis Hamikdash to do the avoida, v'misa is chayiv misa, Pruya Roish, the same thing a koyim that didn't take a haircut within the last 30 days, the Misa is also Chayiv Misa. That's pshat in this brisa. So the Mara says, now we mino from here, we learn out that once you have this hekesh, imashashri yain, the same way for kain that drank wine. The mechal yavoidu, when he does the avoid, he's mechal yavoidu, is apurui rosh, the same thing should happen to a kain that did not take a hekot the last 30 days. The mechal yavoidu, if he does the avoidu without a hekot, he takis mechal yavoidu. So some have the gear saloi, ki iskesh the misa, the hekesh on the misu, the iskesh abla, achuli avoidu, the iskesh no hekesh, to mechal yavoidu. Because it says in the bottom, we shouldn't have this gear, because the Gemara Sanhedrin also remains with this for Akasha, that you don't have Rav Ashi's teretz. That there is a hekish of Peruya Rosh, of not taking hekot to the same halach of a kohen drinking wine. So, Omalei Ravina Rav Ashi, Homakme the Yes Rakashna, Homakme the Yossi Yechesku, before Yechesku came and said this hekish, Man Omer, who said this halach that a Peruya Rosh is like Chayiv Misa? Omalei, he answered back to him, L'taim, according to what you're asking, in other words, how could Yechesel come and be Mechadish Nu Alocha if you say it's called the Nevi'im HaMechadish Nu Alochom? Hodi Yom Rav Chiz, that's what Rav Chiz said. There's another Alocha like this, that Dovazeh Mitaris Meishel Olamadnu, from the Torah Shavikzav, our Torah, we don't know this Alocha. Or Medivre Kabol Olamadnu, but from a Pasuk in Yechesel, we learn out this Alocha. The what? That Kol Benechor Oro Leiv Yoro Bos Lo Yovi Ol Mikdoshi. Let's just say me, that a Koyin, that's an Oro Leiv, didn't have a Bris Mila done to him, even though it was because the Rashi says his brother died, Machmas Mila, and therefore he has a right not to make a bris mila. But since Lamaisi doesn't, he has an oral, he does not have a bris mila, he can't do the avoida. How do we know this? From a pasuk in Yecheskel. That's the same question. Before Yecheskel came around, Man Omru, who said this halacha? Like, where does it say in the Torah Shemiksav such halacha? Elo, what do you have to answer? Gemara Gomerlei, like this halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. True, it doesn't say in the Torah. It's halacha l'moshe misinai. The Yossi Yecheskel, the Asam Chakroy Yecheskel came and made him an asmachta on a posik. It's achinam, and the same thing here also. Gemara Gomerlo, we learn it out from halacha l'moshe misinai. The Yossi Yecheskel, the Asam Chakroy Yecheskel came and made an asmichas on the kro to say what, that just like Yeshua Yain is chayiv misa, who adin a kain that does the avoid without a hiccup, is also chayiv misa. Now the Gemara says, who adin the avoid that would be possible also. Right. Now, the Mara says, Kol HaKotzeb HaMegillas Tainis. We had this in the Mishnah. Any of the Yom Tovim, the special days that it says in the special Megillah Tainis, that they wrote down and made a Megillah out of it. So, the Mitzvah, you're not allowed to say a Hesped, like you're not allowed to fast. And you can't even say a Hesped, is Lefon of Osa Liachrav Mutter. That's what our Mishnah holds. It's only Osa a day before also. Mashenk, and a day afterwards, it's Mutter to fast or to say a Hesped. So, we'll soon see some hold not like this. Tana Rabbanu, we'll look at the price like this. Ilin Yoimim, this is what it says in Megillah Tainis, that these days, L'Lesanor B'hon, you're not allowed to fast in these days, a Yom Tov happens, something special happens, you can't fast. Or Mitzasoyin, L'Lemispet B'hon. And some of these days also has a Chiyav, it's a Hesped, you can't say Hesped on these days. So now, what are some of these days? May Rosh Yarcha de Nisan, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, V'yatim Nebei, until the 8th, until Chesped Nisan. Is he took him to Midah. That was a Yom Tov that went to Chum and won over the Tzedukim about a machlokes how you bring the Korban HaTamid. But the Tzedukim used to say anybody could bring a Korban HaTamid, a private person. The Chum said, no, it has to come from the Rabbim. It has to be from the Tzibur. And when they won over them, they made a Yom Tov these 8 days. And the Lord, the Mispet behind, you're not allowed to say Hespet even during these 8 days. Now, Mitim Nebei from the 8th day at Seif Muadah until the end of Yom Tov of Pesach. Isusiv Chagadishvua. There's another Yomtiv. When again the Chacham went over the Baisusim, exactly had a darshan when they brought the Korban Oimer, that they said it was always on the first Sunday after Pesach, and the Chacham said, no, that's the Pesach says, Mimachos HaShabbos, doesn't mean Sunday, but it means the first day after Yomtiv of Pesach, days Pesach. So they went over them during these days, after they made it a Yomtiv. So the Mispet Bohin, you can't say Hespet during these days. Now, Omar Mar said before, took him to Midah. It's a Yom Tov in Megillah Tainis from Rosh Chodesh Nisan to Chesboi. So the Mispod, you can't say Hespen, you can't fast. For the Gemara Lomli, Rosh Yarcha, why does it have to say Rosh Chodesh? To be one of the days of the Megillah Tainis, Leima Mitrei Benisan, it just should have said, from Beis Benisan. And I tell you, Rosh Chodesh, Gufa Yom Tovu, V'yosar, Rosh Chodesh itself is also to fast and also to have a Hespen. Amarav, Sarav, into the Nitzchel, Liesa, Yem Shlefonov. It wants to tell us the day before that's also now, since even Rosh Chodesh, is a chelek of Megillah Tainus. For the Gemara, v'shalafon of Nami, you know, even the day before also should have been also. Typically, the heaven le'yoyim shlefnei Rosh Chodesh, because it's the day of Erev Rosh Chodesh, and the day of Erev Rosh Chodesh should also be also. Gemara says, no, Rosh Chodesh Yiraisa, Rosh Chodesh is also Midiraisa to fast. Or it's a Yom Tov Midiraisa, Rosh Chodesh is the day of your Diraisa. Who Diraisa lo boy chizik, Midiraisa you don't have to have a chizik. Therefore, Midiraisa it's only also to fast, or to, so you have to, it's only Midirabonin, these Yisurim only Midirabonin. But I mean, since the day is a Yom Tov Midiraisa, therefore the Rabbonin said not to fast and not to say a hesped, it doesn't need a chizik, it's mutter the day before. The time you will learn like this. Hayomim Elu these days haksuvim Megillah Tainus. That's written in Megillah Tainus that the Rabbonin were masakin for Yom Tov is lefneim uliachreim asurim. Now this is going to be a kasha in our mission. Here it says the days before and the days afterwards are also also. Shabbosas v'yomim tovim mashenkim was in Yom Tov midirais like a Shabbos and a Yom Tov. Hey nasurim these days are also, but lefneim uliachreim mutarim. The days before and the days afterwards takra mutar. Uma hefresh ben zelazer. What's the difference? Ha'alolo divrei Torah, Shabbos and Yom Tov is a Yom Tov midiraisa, and the klal is with divrei Torah and tzrichin chizik. Something that's also midiraisa, we don't have to make a chizik. Everybody's going to listen to it. Ha'alolo divrei seifrim, but these days that it says in Megillah Tainis, it's only Yom Tov midirabonin. The divrei seifrim tzrichin chizik. That's the klal. Amol midirabonin needs a chizik, so they have to ask them even a day before and a day afterwards. Amar, we learned before that mitimna. From the eighth day until after Pesach is a Yom Tov when they went over, went to make Chag HaShavuos when the Korban Oimer is brought. To learn mitzvah, you can't say a hesped. For the Gemara, what do you have to say to the end of Pesach for? Just say up until Pesach. The Yom Tov itself of Ad Pesach is also the fast, not to say a hesped. Papa said, could Yom Rav, like Rav gave a terrace before, of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Le Nitzachor, Le Esor Yom Shel